This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The smell of buttered popcorn and the buzz of opening night filled the gas station. The smell of buttered popcorn and the buzz of opening night filled the gas station arts center in Winnipeg's Osborne Village this Wednesday. Patrons admired the annual art show and gathered for the first screening assembly, marking the 40th anniversary of the Real Pride Film Festival. Festival organizers say this year is shaping up to be their most successful yet. Communications coordinator Greg Clausen says ticket sales have already surpassed expectations.
Advance sales have been amazing, actually, like probably double what we did last year. So we pre-sold maybe 550 tickets, and I haven't seen a sales report in a bit. I think we're in line to do really, really well.
As Canada's longest-running 2S LGBTQIA+ film festival, Real Pride has made a point of making its presence known across Winnipeg. Clausen says it's been exciting to see the promotion in action.
Ray commissioned us to do an outdoor campaign as part of the festival, as part of the marketing campaign of the festival, and it's quite amazing because as I drive down Pembina Highway, there's Real Pride.
President Ray Desautels says it's been an incredible journey, and this year promises to be one of the best yet.
It's great. We're going to have a very successful year.
The festival features short films, art exhibits, and international stories exploring queer experiences. On Sunday, with the Winnipeg Foundation and the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, the festival will host a special screening of Pride vs. Prejudice. Longtime festival goers say the event holds special meaning.
In my 20s, years and years ago, I was part of the festival and I would help out, and the movies were amazing that I saw, and it was sort of probably about 15 years they were going before I actually got involved. So, you know, I heard it was the 40 years, and I figured I should make an appearance, I guess, and see what's new and how the films have evolved over the years.
Explains Cheryl. Adriana has also been coming for many years.
I've always enjoyed it. I've loved the selection of movies coming from like different places. So you get like a really nice, like broad, but like wide experience of different queer lives, not just here, but all over the world. And it's just always super cool to kind of learn about these different stories.
However, as political polarization continues to grow across Canada and the United States, Desautels says the event has become an important part of being visible.
Our theme this year was projecting pride, and it's just that. We don't want to be erased. We don't want to be pushed back in the closet. So we're just existing. We have our film festival. It's a great evening for the queer community, for the allies and their supporters to come out and have a great time. It's a social gathering.
This week in Winnipeg, thousands attended a memorial vigil for right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated earlier this month at a rally in Utah. Kirk, known for his outspoken views, opposed abortion, gun control, DEI initiatives, and 2S LGBTQIA+ rights. In the aftermath, Steinbach's Pride event, scheduled for last Saturday, was canceled following threats made against a performer. According to organizers, the alleged threat was described as retaliation for the shooting. Leading up to the event, Clausen was asked if he felt increasingly unsafe in today's political climate.
I said, no, I always feel unsafe. As a queer person who's been out for 40 years, you never totally feel safe. But I think it's extremely important for us in this time to be as out and proud as we can.
Lara, who attended Real Pride's Wednesday launch, says they agree with the importance of the festival's mission.
Now more than ever, queer cinema is essential, right? To see our stories and also our joyful stories. Not all stories of tragedy and despair and poverty, stories of hope and aspiration and revolution, you know, and it's now more than ever.
Desautels says the key to the festival's future lies in its longevity and fresh programming.
We have to keep going out there and finding some great first-run movies, and I think we've done that this year. Things you won't see on Netflix or download on the internet.
That momentum also comes with expanding the festival's presence with year-round events, such as a Pride screening at Good Neighbor Pub, to keep its profile alive outside the main week. Although it's a tremendous effort, with dozens of individuals who have brought the festival together over the years, some no longer around, Desautels says it's been worth it.
Oh, it's a sense of accomplishment. It's a good festival, and people coming out to to watch the shows is the reward.
Clausen and Desultels says they're proud of how the festival has come together. And as it marks 40 years, they hope the next generation of organizers will carry it forward for another four decades. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.